ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hey, I'm Sana Kadar, and I host All in the Mind on ABC Radio National. If you've ever wondered why people behave the way they do, or what it's like to live inside their heads, this is the show for you. We dive deep each week into a topic related to mental health or psychology, from the promise and perils of manifesting, to how to get better sleep, to what it's like to experience psychosis. Hear it now on the ABC Listen app.
For many of us, our relationship with mathematics and solving for X ended when we walked out of high school for the final time. But what if maths could help us understand some of the weirdest and most extreme weather events and potentially help us prepare for them? Have we been writing off mathematics, yes, even algebra, this whole time? Hi, I'm Belinda Smith, and you're listening to Lab Notes, the ABC Radio National show that dissects the science behind new discoveries and current events. To tell us why maths is nature's language is Chantelle Blackett, a mathematician at UNSW Canberra and one of the ABC Science top fivers of 2025. When did you first discover your love of maths?
I didn't, actually.
Well, that's a bit awkward.
Maths came up as a way of understanding the world. When I left school, I didn't want to be a mathematician. I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to be a revolutionary, save the world. You know, certain things happen in life that make you question the purpose of your life and the purpose of your role in this life. And they also push you to want to make the most out of every second in your life. And so I pursued a lot of things. I've studied economics. As I said, I tried studying fine arts. I looked into history and politics. But the one thing that I kept coming back to as a way of understanding the world around me and my place in this world was mathematics. To me, it's a language that we use to better understand our world and things within this world.
Hmm. Just because you're not changing the world through art doesn't mean you can't change the world through mathematics, right?
No, definitely not. Yeah, exactly.
And when people think of mathematics, you know, they might think of solving algebra equations from a high school textbook, but maths is so much more than that. It can explain some of the world's weirdest natural phenomena. How is that so?
Well, believe it or not, I actually use something called linear algebra.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
It has a purpose outside of high school.
So it does, in fact. The way I use linear algebra, in fact, is I look at this big blob of cold air that hangs over Antarctica.
It's also called the polar vortex.
It develops every winter when the sun, we call it the polar night. So the sun is no longer shining on Antarctica, and these strong winds develop and this big blob of cold air starts hanging over Antarctica. Now, I look at this blob of cold air and I use mathematics to try and identify times when this blob of cold air does something a little bit weird. So maybe it splits in two, or maybe it no longer sits over the pole like it normally should.
We're not in Antarctica, so how does that affect us?
It is very difficult still to say how exactly this behaviour, how this blob of cold air and its behaviour will impact us at the Earth's surface.
But in 2019, scientists saw what's called a displacement, where the cold blob moved away from the South Pole and started to break apart.
And that also caused a warming event, which then was able to propagate down into the troposphere, so the lower area of the atmosphere where the weather occurs, and that then affected the climate. It exacerbated the conditions down at the Earth's surface, rather. And again, we all know what happened in 2019, 2020.
The Black Summer fires burnt more than 24 million hectares and destroyed more than 3,000 buildings. 33 people died in the fires, and smoke was responsible for another 417 deaths.
So it's great to know what the polar vortex is doing. And like I said, I'm a mathematician, so I am fascinated by the mathematics behind all of this. Of course, predicting the weather is, oh my gosh, it's unbelievably hard. And I really feel for all of the meteorologists out there, particularly in the last 2 years where we've had a lot of very interesting behaviour in the air above Antarctica.
Your current research is almost the opposite of cold Antarctic air. It's on how bushfires behave. So what are you trying to figure out?
Do you know, let me tell you something, Belle, they're not that different. So there are these strange winds over Antarctica. We call them hairdryer winds.
Huh.
Literally, they're fern winds. And I believe the literal translation is hairdryer winds. And what these do is they lead to hotter, drier conditions on the lee side of mountains in Antarctica, which can exacerbate the melting of ice sheets. Now, what I do in bushfire research is I again look at mountains and I concentrate on the ridgetops of mountains. Now, what I look at is this thing, we call it vorticity-driven lateral spread. So what is that? Well, when you have a wind that's coming almost perpendicular to the ridgetop, so it's coming at the top of the mountain, almost 90 degrees, almost straight at the mountain, and if the other side of that mountain is steep enough and this wind is fast enough, what then develops just over the ridge on the other side of that mountain is, we call it a horizontal vorticity roll.
Picture a tornado lying on its side, stretching along a mountain ridge.
And then if you have a fire just in the lee of that mountain, say underneath or very close to that column of rotating air, what can then happen is it lifts up. Essentially what happens is the air lifts up, this tube lifts up, and you can think of it as splitting in two, or it stretches and it tilts. And what you get is you then get two counter-rotating vortices.
In other words, that tornado lying down on its side becomes two tornadoes standing up.
So what we see happen is that rather than the fire spreading downwind, downhill across the mountain, we see the fire spreading across the top of the ridgeline very dramatically. And on top of that, you've got these vortices that are spinning around, throwing out embers. So you have spotting downhill. Mm-hmm. And what you can have is a very, very rapid escalation of the fire about the ridgeline. And so the fire evolves quickly and it can result in very dangerous situations where people have had to deploy measures to ensure their safety.
Yeah, I can imagine also if you're wanting to protect a property, you might do a bit of back burning or burning ahead of time. And if you inadvertently get that caught up in one of these spinning tubes of air, that can rapidly make that controlled fire into an uncontrolled one.
Definitely. Yes, that is one example of how it could escalate in unexpected ways if you're not prepared.
This phenomenon is one that we didn't really know much about before the 2003 Canberra bushfires, when the ACT Emergency Services noticed fires spreading along ridgelines perpendicular to the wind's direction.
So in 2003, this was really the first time that, you know, this had been kind of acknowledged, I guess, in any official or scientific form in Australia as being a driving force behind extreme fire events. And then in 2019, so we've gone from having a few events in 2003, then we come to 2019 where it really was noted to be a key component in the intensity and the widespread behaviour of the black summer bushfires of 2019, 2020.
Okay, so we've got mathematicians like yourself using maths to explain weird behaviour in, say, polar vortices above Antarctica and in Australian bushfires. So is this kind of work going to be more important as we see more extreme weather down the track?
Oh, definitely. And although I am admittedly biased in my answer to this question, but what I will say is that if you think about what has happened in the last few years, so let's look at the behaviour of the southern polar vortex, this big blob of cold air. In 2024, in July of 2024, we saw the temperatures about 30 kilometres above Antarctica again. We saw an increase of over 15 degrees in July in a matter of about 2 weeks. Now, this was something we had not seen before, particularly in July. We're used to having these warming events later in the year. Then if you look at what has happened in 2025, the warming event that has happened recently, so again, about 30 kilometres above Antarctica, what we saw was this big blob of cold air again was disturbed, and we saw from about late August to late September, we saw an increase of over 30 degrees in about 4 weeks.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Oh, gosh.
So prior to this, I'd mentioned that the major warming events we had seen were in 2002 and then again in 2019. Both, may I add, were before years where we'd had incredibly tough bushfires.
Now, we did see some strange behaviour from the polar vortex in September just gone. It seemed to weaken a little bit. But this summer probably won't be an extreme one for bushfires because other climate drivers are at play too. But
now, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you what will happen into the future. All I can say is that this is what we're seeing now and it deserves our attention.
When it comes to a field like mathematics, do you find that it's often overlooked by people who just aren't involved with maths at all?
It's really important to understand that mathematics isn't something that exists in a book. It's a tool. It's a language. It's not fixed. It's not black and white. By no means is it black and white. Mathematics has a lot of issues in its evolution. But the thing is that it's ever evolving and you can be part of the evolution if you choose.
That was Chantelle Blackett, a mathematician at UNSW Canberra and one of the ABC Science Top Fivers of 2025. And thank you for listening to Lab Notes on ABC Radio National, where every week we dissect the science behind new discoveries and current events. I'm Belinda Smith. This episode was produced on the lands of the Wurundjeri and Menang Noongar people. Fiona Pepper's the producer, and it was mixed by Riley Mellis.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.